Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Brian Peterson. I'm the pastor of children and youth here at Cedar Ridge. And really, we as a community are committed together as a body to help our young people learn what it means to follow after Jesus. And we love doing that together, young and old. And one of the ways, as we think through this whole journey of following Jesus, so really throughout a lifetime, we understand that that's a very multifaceted thing to do. There's a lot of ways that that kind of thing happens, and it happens really throughout the course of a person's life. One of the things that we do as we come alongside and as we partner with parents in that whole task is something we practice called child dedication. And that really is an opportunity for you and me as a part of a congregation to say, you now are a part of our family, to the parents and to the young people who will be dedicated today. And it's also an opportunity for parents to stand before you and say, you know, by the grace of God, we are committed to serving our kids and leading and loving our kids in a way that encourages them and inspires them to love God and love others. And so this is a unique opportunity for us as part of our commitment to each other to join with these families in celebrating God's gift, but also to say we are in this together. And we want to love you and love your kids as they are a part of Cedar Ridge Community Church. So this morning we have an opportunity to dedicate 4 children. And so I'm going to just ask the Tonkins, the Leeds, the Rose, and the Dietrichs to join me up front here. So come on up. Awesome. Two there, very symmetrical. That works out great. That's, come on a little bit. All right. We're going to just give you an opportunity to meet, if you haven't done so, these families. And remember, this is not a no crying zone, right? This is out of patient, so things happen. So, first we have the Dietrichs. I'm just going to stay there. You tell us who you are.
I'm Conrad, and this is Katie, and this is Henry.
Excellent.
Henry.
Yeah, and so Henry's fairly new to you. What about Henry?
Well, despite what you're seeing right now, Henry is a really easygoing, happy kid. He's funny, and he's giggly, and he laughs a lot, and he likes to climb everything, and he likes to pick everything up and pull everything down. Just usually a happy kid, but the happiest that we ever see him is at night when we put him to bed. We fill up his little sippy cup of water and bring that to him, and the amount of happy he is about his sippy cup of water is just shocking. He just grins and holds out his hands like he is about to receive just the most wonderful gift in the whole world. So happy, so excited. And although we can't control the future, we don't know what will happen, and he's ours to take care of, but you know, we can't plot a course for him. We hope that he will grow up to be that excited about living water as well. And so that's why we're here today.
Awesome. Henry, did you have anything to add? All right. Awesome. Thank you, guys.
I'm Jessica, and this is Todd and Elsa, and we've been coming to Cedar Ridge for about a little over a year. Elsa was born on Christmas Eve, so I was really disappointed to miss the Christmas Eve service here at Cedar Ridge, but I had a pretty good excuse, I think. So I really love Cedar Ridge and everything that it represents and the entire community, and I'm so excited to introduce Elsa to the people here and the friends that I've already made, and just kind of let her experience everything that I'm now experiencing in terms of wanting to be a better person. And I think that's what this church is so much about, is learning to live in this global society and being good to one another. And that's what I want for Elsa in the future.
Stay here.
Awesome. Thanks, Todd.
Jessica.
Okay.
I went through that experience. So this is Joanne. I'm Rachel, and we met here, married here, and we stood up here last year and dedicated James. And now we're back with Patrick, who's a very giggly baby, much gigglier than his brother ever was. And we just think, you know, we dedicated to an important occasion to say, you know, that we're committed to raising a child who, you know, loves Jesus and hopefully is also an emotionally healthy adult.
Awesome.
Good morning, everyone. Jose, this is Jose, Melissa, and little Jose. We're dedicating Melissa today. She is vibrant, happy, loving. She loves to sing a lot of the church songs at home, which is really good for us. So we're kind of learning and growing in our faith. And we want to deepen the relationship for our daughter and kind of share with everyone and with the community and help her really grow. So that's why we're here today.
Awesome, thank you guys. I'm going to just ask you a series of questions, and at just one time you can say, "We do," but I know this is the intent of your heart, so I'd just like you to affirm that together before your friends and family. Do you dedicate yourselves to the love and nurture of your children, to teach them by word and deed, by instruction and example, by correction and encouragement, to lead them into the knowledge and ways of the Lord? Do you commit yourselves to pray for your children and provide for their spiritual growth, just as you provide for their physical, emotional, and intellectual growth?
We do.
Now, Cedar Ridge, as part of their community, and I know many family members here as well, you all play a vital role as well in the spiritual development of these kids and really the health and well-being of their family. So I'm going to ask you as well a question and ask that you would affirm that with "we will," and that would be great. Will you commit to pray for, encourage, and support these families as they grow in the grace and truth and image of Jesus? And will you welcome these children into the life of this church as your own brothers and sisters in Christ? We will. Several of these folks have some family members that are going to join us now as we pray together. And so if you would like, if that is you, feel free to come up and join us up front. Join me in prayer together. Lord, we want to thank you for these families, for the men and women who are leading these families and nurturing their children. We pray for Joe and Rachel, for Todd and Jessica, for Jose and Eileen, for Conrad and Katie. We pray that by your Spirit you would grant them wisdom and courage and patience and compassion, so that they might lead and love their children well. Empower these men and women to show their children by their lives what it means to love you and follow Jesus. And loving Father, we also thank you for the gift of life, the beautiful expression of that in a new child. And so, Lord, into your hands we place Patrick and Elsa and Elisa and Henry. Support them in success and in failure, in joy and in sorrow. As they grow in age, may they grow in your grace and truth, living a life for you and others in the way of your Son, Jesus, and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Elsa, may the blessing of God be upon you all the days of your life. May the blessing of God be upon you all the days of your life. Patrick, may the blessing of God be upon you all the days of your life. May Lisa, may the blessing of God be upon you all the days of your life. Now, may God the Father, who adopts and cares for all of us as his children, grant you grace. May God the Son, who sanctified a home in Nazareth, fill your home with love. And may God the Holy Spirit, who has made the church as one family, keep you in peace. Amen. Would you please join me in welcoming these youngest members of our family?
Okay, so welcome again, everybody. My name is Matthew. I'm the lead pastor here at Cedar Ridge, and we've got a few more things we're going to go through. So, in case you didn't know, today is Commitment Sunday. We do this periodically, you know, every 4 to 6 months. And generally, what we do is we celebrate what we've just celebrated there: parents dedicating themselves as parents and dedicating their children to God. That's a wonderful thing to do. And we also celebrate baptisms and people becoming members of our church. And we're going to do both of those two latter things now. We'll start off with baptisms. Just want to say a couple of things, though, about commitment. I mean, it'll be, I think, very easy for us to view today as, for most of us, as spectators. You know, we're kind of watching people do the commitment thing. But you could look at this a little bit like going to a wedding, maybe. I don't know what your sort of, when you go to a wedding, which isn't your own wedding, what your view of that is. But I did a wedding yesterday. Up in Havre de Grace. Never been there before, you can probably tell. And then, interestingly, I was greeted with, every 5 yards there was a sign about remember the War of 1812. They're celebrating. I'm thinking, like, you guys just never forget, do you? Just never forget. I mean, talk about intimidating. you need some national therapy or something. Just let that thing go. Leave it there in the past. Look to the future. Anyway, so I was doing a wedding there, and one of the things I say at weddings is you know, if you've come to a wedding, you're not a spectator because you're there really for the people that are getting married. You're there to say, okay, you know, you're making this very personal commitment, but we're going to make that commitment with you. We as your friends and family are committing to support you and be with you because relationships are hard. So for us today, that's true. You know, we're going to watch people go through certain things, certain acts of commitment. We may not know those people very well. I mean, some of us will know them very well, but you know, probably for most of us, you know, they're just part of this community. We may not know them pretty well, but we're in community together. And so there's a sort of commitment to them that's taking place. So that's, you know, something for us all to be involved with. But also, whenever you see somebody making a commitment, like with people getting married, it makes you sort of think about your own commitments. I mean, if you're married, it makes you think about that. It makes you think about other relationships that you might be in or other commitments that you've made. And you can feel the challenge of that at a very personal level. And we all have commitments that we've made. You know, commitment is something common to each of us. I think commitment is a little bit scary, you know, for most of us. We sort of weigh up the pros and cons of making a commitment. So it has some risk involved with it, but it's also very productive because I think most of us would recount that anything worthwhile that's happened in our life has happened as a result of making a commitment to something, of seeing something through, you know, whether that's relationships or a job or, you know, some kind of vocation, whatever that might be. So commitment's a good thing, and we can think about that for ourselves. You know, it may be nothing to do with what the people are going through themselves today. It may be to do with something else, but let's be part of this together as we think about commitment, and let's be part of this together as a community, as people from our community go through these commitments. Now, I'm going to baptize some people in a moment, and baptism honestly, baptism is a little weird, right? I mean, because these people are going to come up and they're going to kneel on this platform and they're going to let me pour a jug of water over their head. And, you know, not many, I mean, I feel we're in a very unique position because not many people get to do that kind of thing and without getting a punch in the face or something afterwards. So, I mean, let's face it, it's a little bit weird. I mean, that's how we do it in our church. Other people would be a little, you know, dip a finger in water and a cross on the head. Other people would dump people right under the water if we had a big lot of water here. And probably, you know, in Jesus' time, Jesus got baptized. That's probably how it happened because it happened in a river. But, you know, the actual way it happens, the way baptism happens, and we've, you know, as churches throughout the centuries, we've had all kinds of different ways of doing that. Probably the way it happens doesn't matter so much as what it symbolizes, what it means. And baptism represents a lot of different things, actually. So it's a symbol, it's an outward expression of something mysterious, something inward, something that it's kind of hard to put your finger on exactly. But I just wanted to mention a couple of things that it can represent. One thing it can represent, and I think this is true for the people that will be getting baptized today, is repentance. Repentance is a pretty strong word. You know, it's a very church, very religious word. You know, it gets used in churches a lot. It tends to be associated with fire and brimstone and, preachers who were kind of pointing the finger and getting kind of angry and that kind of thing. But repentance is actually a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful word. It comes from the Latin to rethink, and it's very, very similar word in the Greek. If you read, you know, in the New Testament, which is written in Greek, the word is metanoia, which again means to kind of rethink. It means to rethink your whole life. And there's definitely included in repentance is this sense of remorse, of being sorry. But it's much deeper than that. It's like giving an apology when you've really thought through, man, I was really wrong in that situation. Like, I've made many apologies where it's like, oh, sorry. You know, I don't know if you've made those kind of apologies. They're not really apologies. They're just, you know, like, well, if you're offended, you know, sorry about that, you know. But then I've also made some apologies where it's like, oh man, I thought through my actions or what I said or what I did, like, come to some different conclusions, and I've rethought everything, and I say, I'm so sorry. That is this also, and water, you know, is a symbol of cleansing, and probably the origin of baptism comes from ancient Hebrew ritual washings. I mean, we don't exactly know where baptism came from because John the Baptist appears at the beginning of the New Testament baptizing people. And it seems like it was part of that, the Hebrew culture at that time. So, you know, maybe it came from these ritual washings and cleansings. And obviously, the water, when it's poured on the people who get baptized, it's just water. You know, there's no magical power in it. And they're not any better afterwards than they were before. And they're no less, you know, the things that they do wrong don't particularly change. You know, they're still the same person. But again, it's a symbol of the fact that they've been cleansed of all the bad things they've done, all the sin that they've done. In other words, we've all done stuff wrong, right? I mean, is there anybody in the room who has not done something wrong at any point in their life? Where's my wife? Is she around here? she's at work today. She's at work today. That's why I get away with it. No, but you know, we've all done stuff that's wrong, right? We've all done stuff that's wrong. And some stuff that we know is really wrong. And we've all done a little bit of stuff here, but we all have all also done stuff that we know is really wrong. Well, where do you go with that stuff? I mean, the stuff that weighs you down with guilt, that makes you feel ashamed, that makes you feel like, I mean, there's only so, you can say sorry to certain people, but we've kind of sinned against something bigger than any one individual. We've done stuff that's wrong. And where do you go with that stuff? Well, Jesus said, you can come to Jesus and be forgiven. And here's what the Bible says about that. One of Jesus' followers wrote a letter in 1 John. And it says, if we claim that we're free of sin, we're only fooling ourselves. True. A claim like this is arrant nonsense. On the other hand, if we admit our sins, make a clean breast of them, he won't let us down. He'll be true to himself. He'll forgive our sins and purge us of all wrongdoing. So it's a beautiful thing. So this water, as it's poured over, it's a symbol of the kind of washing away of all that rubbish, just washing it all away. It's a beautiful releasing thing. It's also a symbol, baptism, of death and resurrection. So let's think about what we were talking about earlier. You know, Jesus comes talking about this new way of living, a way of living of love and joy and peace and kindness. But there is another way, a darker way to live. And so baptism is like this death to that darker way, and resurrection, coming to life in this other way of living. And you know, if we were baptizing in a river right now, if we had a big river here, we would probably sort of put people under the water, death, and then bring them out again, life. So, now with a jug, you don't quite get that visual image so strongly. But imagine these people, as the water flows off them, it's like they're coming to life. They're coming into a new life of living in this way of Jesus. They're being empowered to live this new way. And the Bible talks a lot about us becoming a new creation. So these people, again, it's a symbol of this, but they're becoming new creations as they're going through this ceremony here, the ceremony of baptism. Now, it also says that there's a lot of talk in the scriptures about being baptized into one spirit. Let's just look at that one from 1 Corinthians, Sarah. So from that, actually, let's go to the, I think there's a couple on from that. 1 Corinthians 12. So just as one body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body. In other words, you know, the body is a whole. It's individual, but it's really a whole. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slaves or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many parts. So, in other words, what's happening today, this is really significant, is that there's this, in being baptized, they're being baptized into the what's called the body of Christ, or into the community of Christ, all the followers of Christ around the world today, all the followers of Christ throughout history, and there's a kind of a submission to something much bigger than themselves that's taking part. Much bigger than us here, actually. You know, in a moment, we're going to welcome new members into this church, people making a commitment to this specific community. That's a beautiful thing. But baptism is kind of a making a commitment to be part of a huge body all around the world, and a commitment, really, to love and accept fellow human beings as being all part of God's creation, all part of God's kingdom, all part of God's, every single one of us being God's children. So it's I think in that sense, it's a real act of humility as well. And so they're making this statement to follow Jesus. And it's kind of expressed in those different ways that I've just mentioned. And we are part of that this morning, witnessing it. But also, we're human beings here with them. We are part of this body of Christ. We're part of God's family together as well. So we're kind of welcoming people into our family. Now, one of the things I'm going to do when I baptize them, there's a bowl next to that jug. I'm going to pour a bit of water in there and just move it to the front of the stage. And then during our worship time, if you would like to kind of just dip your hand in the water and maybe touch it to your head, or just take some kind of act, maybe as you know, you may have been baptized before, and it's kind of a recommitment of that. What caused you to be baptized, or maybe you've not been baptized, and if you like to be baptized on another occasion, just please do come and chat with me and talk with me. But you know, that might be just something you'd want to do to symbolize your own personal desire to commit to follow Jesus in that kind of a way. All right, so that's another way in which we can all participate. Okay, so I'm going to call various people up who are going to come here, and they're going to. One or two people will share a few words, some will not, and then I'll ask them to kneel on the stage. I'm going to ask them three questions. Okay, the questions I'm going to ask them are this. It's related to what I just talked about. Do you repent of living life on your own terms and doing things your own way? I'm hoping that they'll say yes to that. Do you now give yourself to God and choose to follow the way of Jesus? Hopefully they'll say yes to that. And then do you now choose to be part of the community of Christ to love, accept, and respect all others? So that's that community aspect of it, and they'll respond yes to that, and then I'll baptize them. Okay, so to sort of, let's have Susanna and Pryor. Do you guys want to come up? And as the people come up, one way of participating is to give them a big round of applause. So, right. So I'll ask you those questions. Do you repent, Susanna, of living life on your own terms and doing things your own way? Do you now give yourself to God and choose to follow the way of Jesus? And then do you now choose to be part of the community of Christ, to love, accept, and respect all others? Okay, so on that confession of faith, Susanna, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. Okay, now I'm gonna pray for each one afterwards, but Susanna and Friar are mother and daughter, Priya, mother and daughter, and we're going to pray. I'm gonna pray for them both together at the end, so. Priya, you ready? Okay, so do you repent of living life on your own terms, Priya, and doing things your own way? Do you now give yourself to God and choose to follow the way of Jesus? Do you now choose to be part of the community of Christ, to love, accept, and respect all others? Okay, Priya, on your confession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm just going to pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for Susanna and for Priya. Lord, thank you for their lives. Thank you for their commitment to you. Lord, you know them completely. You know everything about them, and you love them completely. And I pray, Lord, for every step that they now take in following you, every step they take in this journey of their life that lies ahead of them. Lord, we pray that you would be with them, that you bless them, that you give them strength, that you give them courage. Lord, we pray that you would fill them with your Holy Spirit. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, thank you. I'm going to put some towels down here because it's getting a little soggy. Okay, so, Ben, why don't you come up? Ben Sandberg. Let's give Ben a big round of applause. So Ben, you wanted to share a few words, right? So, there you go.
Yeah, I just want to share briefly about my decision to be baptized. So I originally accepted Christ in my life when I was about 5 years old. It was actually outside of a casino in Nevada. But since then, my parents really, I wasn't baptized because they wanted it to kind of be my decision later on in life, and I had kind of a better understanding, which I'm really grateful for now. Going to college, the last years have just been really awesome to see God work in my life and the lives of others. I've really seen God work, and I've come to decide that I just want to live for Him every day and surrender to Him, and put Him on the throne of my life.
Great. There's a clause here that says if you've been to Vegas, you can't get baptized. It's kind of the unforgivable sin, you know? Okay, so do you want to, you just turn it down and you can face me. Or you can face that way, that's fine. I'm going to move that microphone. Okay. So Ben, do you repent of living life on your own terms and doing things your own way? Do you now give yourself to God and choose to follow the way of Jesus? Do you now choose to be part of the community of Christ, to love, accept, and respect all others? So Ben, on your confession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So Lord Jesus, we thank you for Ben. Lord, here is a good man. And Lord, we thank you for all that he is. Lord, we've seen him grow up here and have seen the quality of life that he's sought to live. And Lord, we can say again, here is a good man. We pray now you bless him. Fill him with your Spirit. Give him your grace. Lord, as he looks ahead to the rest of his life, as he thinks about how he's going to spend his time, thinks about relationships, thinks about all the things that make life what it is. Lord, we pray that you would be present with him, that you'd guide him, that you'd give him your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Katie and Conrad et al. Yes, we've got a family affair. So let's welcome these guys. Katie and Conrad. Did you guys want to say anything? Okay, fine.
That's cool.
Okay, so who's going to go first?
I'll go first.
Come on then. What I'll do again, we'll go through each of you and then pray all together at the end. Okay. So, Conrad, do you repent of living life on your own terms and doing things your own way?
Yes.
Do you now give yourself to God and choose to follow the way of Jesus?
Yes.
Do you now choose to be part of the community of Christ, to love, accept, and respect, all others?
Yes.
Conrad, on your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We've got a spare.
There's a spare town, right?
Okay. Oliver. Okay, so I'm going to ask you those three questions first, and then you just say what you want to after each one. Okay. Do you repent of living your life on your terms and doing things your own way?
Yes.
Do you now give yourself to God and choose to follow the way of Jesus?
Yes.
Do you now choose to be part of the community of Christ, to love, accept, and respect all others?
Yes.
Amen. Okay. So, Oliver. Because you confess Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we've got a 2-for-1 now. Now give yourself to God and choose to follow the way of Jesus. Do you now choose to be part of the community of Christ, to love and accept and respect all others? Okay. On your confession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You guys just stand. You can just stand where you are and just pray for you. Okay? So, Lord, I just thank you for this family, for the whole family, including Henry, who's not here right now. But we just pray that you bless them, each one of them, fill them with your Spirit, give them your grace as they walk through life. Lord, we pray that you give them deep connection and love for one another. And that, Lord, this family would be a family that others can join, that others can be part of, and experience the same grace, the same Spirit. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And then, Jeremiah and Wesley, last but not least, you guys can come up. So this is Jeremiah and Wesley. Let's give them a round of applause.
I'm here with my wife Angie and my daughter Wesley, and she was born in Vegas, so I guess I'm the only one getting baptized today. So we're just thrilled to be here at Cedar Ridge. The community is amazing, and everybody's so nice and open and honest and welcoming, and we couldn't be happier. Thank you.
Do you want to go ahead? Yeah. Okay. That's great.
So, Wesley and Jeremiah, do you repent of living life on your own terms and doing things your own way? Do you now give yourself to God and choose to follow the way of Jesus? Do you now choose to be part of the community of Christ, to love, accept, and respect all others? Okay, with your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, thank you for Jeremiah and Angie and for Wesley. Lord, we thank you for this family. Thank you that they're part of our community. Thank you that they found us and we found them. Lord, we pray that you would fill them with your Spirit. We pray, God, that you'd give them everything they need to follow you. Lord, you know them completely. You know all about them. You know their struggles, you know their joys, you know their hopes, their dreams. Lord, would you empower them as they live their lives together as a family and as they reach out into this world. We pray that you give them everything they need in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, so we are now going to welcome some new members. These are people who have decided they want to commit themselves to this community, this particular part of the body of Christ. In order to do that, whenever somebody says they want to be part of our community, we ask them to go through something called the Journey Seminar, which is really just a more prolonged discussion. We take a whole day, or the most part of a day, to talk through our vision and our values. We have conversations about where we've come from, where we're going as a church community, and also the individuals themselves to talk about that kind of thing. And at the end of it, there's an opportunity to make a commitment to this community. And the people this morning went through the journey a couple of months ago now, probably, and have decided they want to join Cedar Ridge. I also want to mention at this point that we have, last week, we had a vision gathering after our service. And at that, you may have got an email about this from me this week. We handed out a document at the end of that vision gathering, and what we were doing at that time was looking back over the progress that we've made with our vision, which is very unique to us as a community, a church community here at Cedar Ridge. We looked back a little bit and celebrated, and we looked ahead to what the future holds for us. And there's a document which hopefully you got this on email this week if you're signed up on our website. But if you didn't, or if you would like a hard copy, we have some hard copies of that document out on the welcome desk in the Commons area. Do grab a copy of that, and it kind of just talks a little bit about where we're headed as a church community, which is obviously very relevant for the people who are going to come and commit themselves now into membership. So I hope they've read that document for one thing, right? So if you are becoming a member this morning, would you just all like to come up to the front? We're going to do this all together. So if you would like to come forward now. And we'll give all of you a round of applause as you're coming up. Now again, would anybody like to share anything?
I will.
Okay.
I would just encourage
you
any...
Just introduce yourself. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Jessica, mother of Elsa. But if anyone is out there and feeling like maybe you don't know as many people in the church, or that you see familiar faces but you don't really know who they are and you want to get more involved in the community, I would really suggest that you join a small discipleship group. It's something that I did last summer, and it was really amazing because now I feel like really close to the people in my group. It's a great place to have discussions about life and dealing with hard stuff, but also really exciting things that have been going on, and it just has really made me feel so much more connected to Cedar Ridge and what we're doing here and where we're going and who I want to be. It's just been really helpful and wonderful, and I would encourage everyone to do that if you're so inclined.
Great, thanks, Jessica. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you say your name?
I'm Katie Dietrich.
Great. Good to have you, Katie.
I'm Conrad Dietrich. What I did want to say, just briefly, that one of the reasons that it's important to me to become a member is that I don't believe that when Jesus said to come follow him, that he was inviting us to come and be spectators, or to come and be consumers of religion or consumers of spirituality. And it's very important to me, as in many ways a new Christian, to join and to be in all the way, to be completely committed. Not only committed to Jesus Christ, which I did with baptism, but also to be committed to not only the body of Christ in general, but this particular incarnation of the body of Christ right here. That's important to me, so that's why.
That's great. That's great. Gene, would you like to share anything?
Good morning. I've been here about a year, and as you can see, I'm the oldest of you. I'm an old lady. But what I'm finding out is that as you get older, there's some things that become very important. One, peace, contentment inside, the joy of family and friends. And here at Cedar Ridge, the emphasis being on transformation, I found out no matter how old you are, you can still transform your life, serve God and others. Thank you. See you, Rich.
So, thank you. I want you to know it means a huge amount to us that you'd want to be part of us. And that just, I mean, it's we're so grateful that you want to be part of us, so thank you. For doing this. What we do, during the journey, we go through our vision and what we're about, and you can, Jean, you just mentioned transformation, right? You know,
yes.
Spiritual growth. That's one of the three things that we particularly focus on. The others being community and servanthood. So growth, community, and servanthood. Growing spiritually, growing personally, being in community with one another, and that's part of what you're doing right now is committing yourself to this community, because you know, I think you hit the nail on the head there, Jessica. It's hard on your own, right? We need one another. So community is really important, and then we're reaching out beyond ourselves to serve other people too. Those are the sort of three things that we talk about a lot here, that we practice a lot here. And these commitments that you're about to make, this commitment to membership, is encapsulated in those three things. So what we're going to do is we're going to project some of the words. You know, you've seen these before, by the way. Predict some words on the screen that reflect the commitment that you made during the journey. And I'm going to read them through, and then and there's some questions associated with each of them, and you know, I assume that you'll want to say, I do, or we will, or whatever, at the end of that, so we'll go through this. Also, for those of us who are part of the community, you know, we can ourselves say, I do, or I will, at the end of each of these statements. So they're going to say, well, why don't we all say that together as a community? Yeah. So. Cedar Ridge Community Church invites you to join us in our journey of hope and transformation, being and making disciples of Jesus Christ in authentic community for the good of the world. With God's help, okay, let me just also mention here, you're making some commitments to some pretty high ideals, right? But we don't expect you to be perfect, and we don't expect that of ourselves either. So that's why we say with God's help here. This is a journey, this is a process, but what you're saying here is, yeah, we want to be in that direction, that's what we want to go on. Okay? So, the first one is, will you commit to follow Jesus Christ? Will you be open and honest about your life, earnestly seeking to become a better person in every way and helping others do the same? Will you commit to growing spiritually into the person God created you to be? So if your answer is affirmative to that, let's all together say, we will. Okay?
We will.
Great. Okay, so that was growth. This one's about community. Will you commit to other people? Will you pursue life-giving, meaningful, sacrificial relationships? Will you work to believe the best about others and to work through differences, to be humble, forgiving, to listen and speak the truth in love? Will you share your gifts, time, and money with others to the best of your ability?
We will.
And then servant. Will you commit to a life of servanthood? Will you generously help those in need? Will you commit to include others and practice hospitality? Will you live a life that honors God by caring about the people and the world God created? We will. Okay, and then final one.
Do you now commit to the vision, mission, and values of this community?
We will.
Okay, I'm going to pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for each person here. Lord, we thank you for Jessica. Lord, we thank you for Jean. We thank you for Katie and Conrad. Lord, we thank you for the families that they represent. We thank you for the stories that they represent. We thank you for the journey so far in their lives that's brought them to this point. Lord, we thank you that you've been with them every step of the way, even in their darkest hour and their happiest time. You've been with them, and you're with them right now. And we pray, Lord, as they commit to us and as we commit to them, Lord, we pray that this union, this connection, this community would create opportunity for incredible things to happen. Lord, we thank you for the vision that you've given us, this vision of hope and transformation. And we pray that each of them would be able to live out that life here to its fullness. Lord, we pray that they would be able to experience your power, the dynamic of your life coursing through their veins. Lord, we pray that they would experience heaven on earth in the way that you've asked us to seek after it, that your kingdom would come here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we pray for the best of heaven for each of them and their families. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's, one way that we can express our commitment to each of these people is by giving them a really hearty round of applause. So let's welcome them.